Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
So welcome back to Rohini Kabathath. Welcome to, well, your museum, the Immigration Museum here in Victoria, in Melbourne, 400 Flinders Street. And I think the first question would be just to understand how you came to join the Immigration Museum and what your role does.
Thank you. A big warm welcome to both of you,
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
This is the Dave 2 show, and we're just delighted to have this exhibition in this museum. It's really creating a transformative moment for what is truly an iconic cultural institution in Melbourne. The way we came to this particular theme is that it's part of our aim at the museum to be, more relevant to contemporary Melburnians and to the world at large. And given the current geopolitical climate as well, I think, you know, joy is a theme that strikes at the core of human beings. It's no longer just a diversion. It's a strategic imperative. It's a theme that is really resonating. Mm. And it's part of a continuum of activities here at the museum under the guidance of Museums Victoria for there to be an exploration of universal themes that connect us as humans. So joy, again, you know, what could be better than an entire exhibition on joy?
What gives you joy? What gives you joy?
Yes, what sparks your joy? And that was a provocation for all of our artists. Mm. And, we've been on the journey with our artists for the last 2 years. We've run workshops with them and come up with a number of design principles together with them. And really, this exhibition is a collective endeavor, one that is a result of their thinking as well and their contribution to the creative process.
Now, before we go any further talking about the exhibition, because we're going to be talking about it all afternoon, tell us what, for those that don't know, what is the Immigration Museum?
Well, the Immigration Museum, first of all, can I just say that you've joined us today on our 25th anniversary year. So this
awesome.
Is an incredible
Fantastic.
Milestone for the museum. This museum has been telling stories of all of us. And as we know, here in Melbourne, we live in the most multicultural city in the world. We have over 220 languages spoken, people from traveling from so many different cultures, people who've made journeys across to call this place their home, be it by boats or ships or aeroplanes, some parachuting through perhaps. But, Immigration Museum tells all of our stories. It's a place that preserves and celebrates the cultural traditions that people bring with them, people from all over the globe. So it's a remarkable institution that has a profound impact on people's lives, but also is an institution that means a lot to people because it is very much one that speaks to their identity, their sense of who they are, what they hold dear. It tells their story of migration, tells their story of struggle. The quintessential migration story, which is one of, people leaving familiar lands, making that long and arduous journey across to another country, making new friends, having to get to know new neighbors and having to really get to understand a new culture.
Yeah. And what I love about it is we're on Flinders Street, as David said at the top, but it's across from the Yarra. And this is where the turning point, there were the little falls here, which is no longer here. So all the tall ships, and there's some of the most beautiful photos here in the museum of dozens of tall ships out on the water there. And, that gives it a real spirit of people migrating to another country as well. They would have, landed here and trade was done right here as well.
Absolutely. In fact, I must admit, there are many Melburnians who don't quite know the history of their own city.
Yeah,
interact with them each and every day. And we are here right by the Yarra, the Birrarung, in one of the most historic spots spots in Melbourne, right in the heart of this bustling metropolis, the place where the tall ships first came and turned around. This is right near the Turning Circle precinct. But the goods that came on those ships were unloaded right here outside the museum, brought into the bond store, which is in the ground floor of the museum. And you can see that as well today. If you walk into the ground floor, you'll see the blue stone walls. This place has historic, deep, rich and historic significance.
Let's talk about the long room. It's just a most beautiful room, isn't it? What used to go on there?
Well, the long room was the place where customs duties were paid. So we had about, on any given day in the late 1800s or the early 1900s, you'd have about 30 customs officials sitting in what normally would look like a bank teller's, basically collecting customs duties.
And it does look like a bank room.
Yeah,
it does.
It's very strong, very like government run.
Absolutely. And, an interesting fact here is that customs duties were comprised 4/5 of the state's revenues in those days.
Wow, so, that's huge.
Indeed. And so you could say that room is responsible for the wealth that was generated, and it's the wealth from those customs duties that has actually built the city as we know it today.
Yeah, and the lovely thing just off of this that beautiful long room is maps of the city and also the architects' plans as well, with lots of photos placed through it. And so, therefore, that's a treat just to come and check that out as well, isn't it?
Yes, you've got this marvelous, you've got the imagery of Peter Kerr's, who's the architect of the old customs house. He was appointed to lead that effort over a 20-year period. But those architectural drawings are in themselves a wonderful part of the collection. And you're asking about the long room and what else happens here. And today, for example, the long room is a wonderful exhibition gallery. It's a reflective space. Sometimes some people might just come in and sing in the long room because of the acoustics in that space, rather operatic.
Have a wedding there.
We have weddings. We've had citizenship ceremonies in the room. We hire it out, the space out for commercial purposes. The National Day of Italy was celebrated in that room as well. So many wonderful uses of that marvelous space. Yeah.
Now let's talk about this exhibition, because it's called Joy, which is a familiar name to us because it's our radio station name. But why that name? Why did the word Joy come to play?
It's really interesting. The journey that we embarked on with this exhibition was that there was a call out, first of all. I mean, this is part of, again, the museum's desire to hand over agency to our collaborators to ensure that the voice of the people resonates, loud and proud in this museum. And following the call out, the provocation was, what sparks your joy? And we received a number of submissions and, our exhibitions team ran a few workshops over the course of 2 years, engaging with the various co-creators, and in the end, these 8 artists were selected, and we've worked really closely with these artists as they've given in their refined their submissions and then come in and deliver their marvelous installations. We have Callum Preston's video store, which really takes us back into the early 90s, and we all remember our trips to the video store for those $10 for 10, the weeklies. And so then there's Elias Alavi's Seamurg, the beautiful mural, which you've seen as well. Yeah. We've seen, Becky Open's Bunny Dears. Each and every installation is uniquely responding to what sparks their joy.
Yeah, but the wonderful thing that you were telling us off air is the amount of people that you haven't seen before, and like families coming into this exhibition, which must be joyous for you, that you're getting a whole new generation of people coming here.
This exhibition has really sparked a new era of joyfulness in the museum. I must admit, nothing could have brought more joy to all of our staff, our colleagues, right across Immigration Museum and Museums Victoria to see the kind of response this has evoked. We are seeing families with babies and prams. We've seen more prams in the last month than we've seen in the last 15 years.
Wow,
so,
wonderful.
It's a complete shift in our audiences. We're seeing families, young kids and their voices.
But there's even parking for prams.
Yes.
There's a special parking lot for prams.
Indeed, and there was a hairy moment just a little while ago that for a brief moment we had our lifts were not working and that was quite a treat as well. And again, our secure and again to show you just how much of this institution runs like a giant family operation. But every person was helping make sure that the prams came through the goods lift, and our security teams were on the foot as well. And so it's like an all hands on deck, but joy has brought that kind of vibrancy, and we couldn't be more delighted. It's something that we've been working on for quite some time to achieve.
And having got the exhibition here, how long is it here for us to experience?
Well, fortunately, it's here for quite some time, till August of 2025.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
That gives us enough time to also think about what's going next in that space. I think what people may not often realize is the kind of work that goes on behind the scenes in devising and designing compelling experiences. So we're going to need all that time to be able to come up with the next equally joyful experience.
Yeah. There's a wall over there where there's old cards on the wall, and it's people saying what makes them joyous and joy. And it's little notes, or it's a drawing, which is a lovely touch as well.
Absolutely. And this is another, the cherry on the icing of the cake, because most families come in and they rush across after they've seen the exhibition to want to share what sparks their joy. They take that activity really seriously. Mm-hmm. And just to let you know how popular that joy wall has been, we received 10,000 joy cards from Taubman's, our sponsors for this this exhibition. And we have run out of those cards in less than a month and a half.
Whoa.
So more than 10,000 cards have been used where people have actually shared their story. But that's how
enormous.
Important it is. People want to share this story of what sparks their
joy. And obviously being here till 2025, we've got plenty of time to come back and re-enrich ourselves with joy.
Yeah, and don't leave it to the last minute to come, people. Don't leave it to that final day to come along. And as you said, it's an exhibition that you want to come back and see again and bring your friends.
Because I want to come back and jump on the rabbit again.
Hey, you're the giant rabbit, yeah. All right. Well, look, thank you so much for coming on today and having a chat with us. And thanks for inviting us along today as well. And thank you for this exhibition, because I can see how proud you are of this exhibition.
Absolutely. It's a proud moment to see the museum thriving in the way it is at present. I think as a migrant myself, who came to this country about 30 years ago, this particular opportunity to lead an institution like this that is such a temple to our multicultural heritage and to all of our shared traditions, I think it's a privilege that we all, alongside of all of my colleagues, we all take very, very seriously.
And just stepping into this building is a treat anyway, like the long room we were talking about. But just the staircase is beautiful, isn't it? The wrought iron that's around the staircase as you come up. It's also beautiful and so well maintained.
And I think that's such an important point to sort of pick up on, the maintenance. And again, it takes an entire village and a cast of thousands to look after an institution of such iconic nature. And our facilities team do an incredible job, and even our cleaners, for example, look after with great care and love the halls, the corridors, the stairways, each and every day. Cobwebs being cleaned from the fences outside. I mean, again, it is such important work, but it's done with so much love because people identify with this museum, and they identify with what this museum means to them and to their identity.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you again, Dave. And I hope this is not going to be your first broadcast, but the first of many.
Thank you.
Rohini Kapatha, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. General Manager of the Immigration Museum here at 400 Flinders Street here in Melbourne.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.